Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? Or in this case, what we're going to talk about today, what's going on under the stars in Chicago? Theater outside is not something new to First Folio Theater. They've been doing Shakespeare under the stars for a number of years. This year is no exception. With Shakespeare's As You Like It, and joining us from the production this morning, we've got a lot of the cast here with us today. So I'm going to go around the room and let you all introduce yourselves, and let's start over on this side.
Hi, my name is Courtney Abbott. I play Touchstone, the clown.
And has the best blue hair I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Okay.
Courtney, if I had hair, that's how I would have it like you.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Next.
I'm Leslie Ann Shepherd. I play Rosalind.
Okay. And?
I'm Vahishta Vafadari, and I play Celia.
Okay, very nice. And the director of this whole bunch?
Yeah, I'm Skylar Shrimp, and I directed these lovely people that are sitting here today.
How much fun is it to do this production, especially a venue like this?
It's so much fun that I'm very jealous that these guys get to do it every
right.
night.
When you don't actually get to go on stage with them?
Well, you know, when you're a director, your job ends opening night, but the cast gets to keep doing it, so I actually am a little envious of the fun they get to have while I'm sitting at home.
Yeah. Well, let's go around the room then and find out, Vahishta, talk to me a little bit about doing a production, this classic production, but mm-hmm. in this little bit unusual venue.
Yeah, there's such a wonderful thing about Shakespeare where, like, the plays are long enough that the time of day changes, so you start in the daytime, and by the time it's over, the stars are out, and there's just something so beautiful about being outside and talking about the Forest of Arden, which is a place we go to in this show, and looking around and being like, there are trees here, I can hear the cicadas, I have to shoo mosquitoes out of my face. So there's something really magical about being able to perform outside, and that's where you're supposed to pretend you're being.
Yeah.
It just makes it so much easier.
The only time that, if you want to call it a performance of me doing something outside, it's like introducing somebody at a concert or something outside. And, in that short time, I probably would like eat 5 pounds of mosquitoes in that short time. Do you find that was also the case, Leslie Ann?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We're all
kind of delicious, aren't they?
It's protein, I guess. Protein, fiber, something. Yeah. One of those things. We're all backstage spraying on bug mm-hmm. spray.
Oh, yeah.
Just coating yourself in it. Mm-hmm. Is it a different approach that you have to take as an actress when you're performing in a venue like that?
Actually, yes. You do all of the technical actor text analysis thing that you would do anyway. And then I actually came at it from the standpoint of being a marathon runner. I ran a few marathons. It's been a while, but that sort of conditioning that you need to take to make sure that your body is able to perform at its
endurance.
Highest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Endurance.
Water, hydration, getting the salt and vitamins back in your body while the show is going on.
I would have never even thought of that, but that makes such perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Courtney, how about for you?
Well, I'm going to tag on to what Leslie said, that we're reaching out to people who might be 30, 40 feet away from us. We don't have the back wall of a theater to bounce our voices off of, so it's on us to use our instruments to make sure that we're reaching everybody energetically, emotionally, as well as simply with the volume of our voices.
Yeah.
So it definitely takes it's a physical challenge.
Yeah. What's the venue like? I mean, where it's not a conventional stage outside, is it?
Not exactly. It's a beautiful space that's, it's always there. It's not like they take it down at the end of the season or anything. So
it's a freestanding structure that has a platform for us that is our backstage, which is just open to the elements, just as the platform of the stage itself is open to the elements and to the sort of curved section of grass where the audience sits.
Yeah. And there's like a natural slope of the earth, so it's almost like we have risers. So you can like sit on the slope or sit up on the ledge, and it's almost like you're in the balcony. So the land formation itself really helps the audience see and has great sight lines all around. And it's on the Maze Lake Estate, so there's actually a historical mansion there that's gorgeous. It's a beautiful place to walk around. There's trails, there's lakes, there's a little chapel right behind us.
Oh, someone wants to come and see the play and get married.
Well, we would have rehearsal, and there's four weddings at the end of this play. There's like a wedding song, and everybody gets married, and we'd have to stop our rehearsal, ironically, so that people could get real married behind us. Yeah, which was really cool to, you know, have that be part of our rehearsal process, I think.
Well, I mean, part of the experience of going there is, I mean, people bring a picnic with them, right? I mean, that's part of the deal with this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and people bring elaborate, beautiful setups. There's little tables, there's little special lights, there's special chairs, there's portable cutlery sets, little tiny cutting boards. I mean,
as I like to say, one of everything from Crate and Barrel.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Is that distracting while you're performing? That, I mean,
I don't think so.
People it makes me
eating
hungry,
crackers.
I mean, people are having a wonderful time, and that's, you know.
Well, and it's part of the culture of the shows out there. And, you know, even 400 years ago in Shakespeare's theater, people would have been eating snacks, drinking beer, shucking oysters.
Yeah. I mean, Elizabethan stage was more like a contemporary baseball or football game than like our current theater. So it's historically accurate that our guests are enjoying themselves.
Since our guests are very polite and quiet.
I'll say that's the one thing that I have not been distracted by fellow audience members, of somebody shucking an oyster next to me while I'm trying to...
But when they excavated where the globe was, they found a plethora of oyster shells. Yeah, it was like these. It was like the popcorn of the day.
We should bring that back.
Wow.
Yeah, let's do
totally.
It.
Totally. Yeah, oyster shells for everybody.
That would make headlines if you were serving oysters to people.
Especially our local Midwestern oysters, you know. Mm. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. It could be troublesome. People can bring their own blankets and picnics and all that. But, I mean, can people also... take advantage of whatever is being sold out there as well to enjoy.
Yeah,
they don't want to lug a big picnic basket like you did when you came in here today.
Totally. So a lot of people have texted me when they're buying tickets for the show. When you buy a ticket for the show, you have an option of also purchasing like a boxed dinner.
Okay.
And I get a lot of texts being like, wait, can I still bring my own food? And it's like, yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
If you don't want to pack a dinner, like, we got you covered. But if you do want to pack a dinner, which I think is what 90% of our patrons do.
Yeah.
You just bring it. You can bring your own chairs. We do have chairs to rent there as well if you don't bring that. Or the other night when I come to the show once a week, you know, to make sure they're like doing
it. That's not a bad deal for the That is not a bad deal for the director. I show up once a week. That's pretty nice.
Okay, I showed up every day for 3 weeks, so you know, I'm off the hook a little bit.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, no, I do it for fun though.
It's kind of like a Ravinia experience then.
That's a really great comparison.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to sit on the lawn, you can bring your own blanket, you can bring your own chair, you can bring your own food or not. And and take advantage of it all. And there's a play going on at the same time. I want to talk a little bit more about when we come back from the break. As You Like It is being performed by First Folio Theater at the Peabody Estate. The Maze Lake Peabody Estate at 31st Street and Route 83. It is going on there until August the 20th. We'll talk more about it with the cast and Skyler, the director, when we come back next. 10:46, Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Thought I would play a little Lord today since we got practically no Lord at Lollapalooza the other night when she got rained out. Said that she's going to be trying to come back, though, to do like sort of a makeup concert for her fans. So hopefully that will be the case. It's the cast of As You Like It in studio with us this morning. Courtney Abbott is here. Vashita Zafradari is here with us. Leslie Ann Shepherd with us. And the director of it all, Skylar Shrimp. Nice to have you all here with us this morning. Remind us about As You Like It, because, you know, when I've seen the production many times, but my initial flashback is my first introduction to it, reading it probably in high school, I guess, or, you know, maybe a high school production of it, seeing it over at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater many times. But remind us.
Well, it is an unapologetically romantic play. It is not like one of these like fast moving, goofy comedies, although it is really funny. It is, I think romance is kind of at the center of this play. Like I said, we have four couples that get married at the end of the play. And the big thing, that happens in this play is you have kind of a court space. We have Duke Frederick's court, and we have all these people that are exiled from Duke Frederick's court, and they end up in the Forest of Arden. And the Forest of Arden is a place where people sleep under the trees and people hear birdsong and people fall in love and people get to see the spring come. And with the spring coming comes love and comes marriage. And,
sounds like love. Lollapalooza so
far. I mean, it's pretty cool. People get confused. They show up with Lollapalooza tickets to our show, and we have to explain to them that they're here to see Shakespeare.
Lord is also not performing here tonight.
Lord
I'm
is not performing, although there is a lot of music in the show. We have a wonderful musician who plays all the songs that are written into the show, and there is a live music element to our show as well.
So. And a number of lords.
And there are many lords in our show, but without the
Nice
E.
catch.
Yeah.
So
that was good, Courtney.
Just tell me a little about each of your characters as well.
So I play Celia, and my dad is Duke Frederick. He's, you could call him the evil Duke. And I have so much love for my cousin Rosalind, who is here at court, and she's my best friend. And so when she gets banished, basically, I can't be without her. So we end up running away into the forest together, and we take our good buddy Touchstone.
That's right. The clown gets to go along for the adventure.
Yeah.
So my character plays the court jester who, when the girls escape, joins them on their adventure and also finds love in Arden Forest. Mm-hmm. And Leslie's our star.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, you're very kind. I play Rosalind. And Rosalind, she's the daughter of the Duke who was first banished, Duke Senior. So her brother Frederick is like, hey, I want to be the Duke. You get out of here. So Duke Senior goes away, but he keeps Rosalind to stay and be friends with his daughter. Until he starts to feel like Rosalind is threatening his daughter's...
He's a little, you know, irrational,
paranoid.
I think, in that.
Yeah.
He's a ruler that maybe doesn't feel like people are listening to him, and so he lashes out at others nearby, and Rosalind gets the brunt of that, I think. Although I do my best to stand up to her. Dad is very intimidating, however. But, really got to stick together us.
You can feel the romance in this as you talk about the stories and the optimism and the upbeat nature of the show.
Yeah.
I wonder if something like that is, you know, do you think it's playing especially well right now because the world is in such a chaotic, turmoil-filled place right now that it seems like people are looking for total escapism. Mm-hmm. At the movies or plays or whatever. Right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we were originally coming up with the concept for this play, my idea was just, you know, the beautiful, remarkable, transformative things that happen to us when we leave man-made spaces and just go out into nature, when we're caught up in kind of currying favors and how am I going to get ahead and politics, that sometimes we just literally need to go take a walk in the woods. One of the major things we changed about this play, so if you have seen this play many times before, after everyone ends up in the woods at the very end of the play, someone from the court comes back and is like, hey guys, Duke Frederick's gone. You can all come back to your titles and your palaces and your riches. And we actually cut that out of our play. Mm. So at the end of the play, we have sort of a new society living in the forest that is content to be shepherds and farmers and lovers, and that is actually kind of a quintessential part of the world that we've created. And what's beautiful is that we get to share it with other people in a space that is pastoral, that is full of nature, that is full of bird song. So it's really a play that I think is probably the most aptly suited for the First Folio space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you all have Shakespearean acting backgrounds?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all have training.
Is that sort of required? I mean, is it required? I don't mean required like on a application, but is it helpful for an actor to have this kind of background and experience going into something like this, as opposed to somebody who has, you know, never done it?
Yeah, sure. I think it helps a lot. I think there's a lot to it. There's a lot to Shakespeare's words, and you know, you have to look at verse lines and the endings. And First Folio, one thing that they do in particular is that they look at the folio, because that's like the most sort of original, the oldest text that we have that's unedited. So a lot of, like, if you go and buy a copy of As You Like It from the bookstore, then that's going to have an editor's handprints all over it. They're going to be putting in extra commas and periods and all of that. So what we use as our primary source for the text is something that is as close to what we think Shakespeare had down on his scripts that he handed out to his cast. But then beyond that, they're just words. It's words that we all know what, you know, we all know what trees are and book, like running brooks and streams and birds. And, you know, there's a lot of it that is very, very accessible, I think, even if you don't have that training, because it's all about relationships and love. And
right.
Yeah.
What about the barrier that sometimes people have before they go see Shakespearean works, because the language is different.
Sure.
It takes a little while for some people to kind of get with the rhythm of the language. Mm-hmm. Do audiences react in any way to that?
We generally say the first like 10 or 15 minutes of the show is where the audience is. Their ears sort of click into what's happening.
Yeah.
It's also exposition. So, you know, in any play, like, that's going to be the time that your audience is starting to put pieces together. Oh, this is this character. This is what's happening over here. And then that sets them up for where we go from there. So, I mean, I find that if the production team understands the thoughts of what they're saying, then regardless of whether the audience catches every single word, they're still able to follow the thoughts.
Follow the
of
meaning,
what is happening.
The meaning of it all. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. A number of us involved in this production have been part of something that is a Chicago-born company called the Backroom Shakespeare Project, that is all about making Shakespeare accessible, making it fun, reminding people that this was originally mass public entertainment.
Yeah.
And part of the ethos of that group is to speak in one's natural voice and to make contact with the audience and access the reality of the space. So you've heard us talking a lot about the reality of being in the woods while pretending to be in the woods. Similarly, when audience members engage with us energetically or by laughing or clapping, we make sure that we respond to them back so that we're bringing them along with us on the story.
Oh yeah. I think the other night there were a lot of people that were very excited when two of our lovers finally got together, and my character was not so happy about it. Because I think Celia poo-poos on love for most
until
of the play.
Until she doesn't.
Until she doesn't, very suddenly. But, you know, it's just fun to see an audience really get that moment, and then to have the permission and the need, like the sudden impulse to be like, no, I'm going to tell this character why she is being silly, and this is not a good idea. So we follow the text, but at the same time, every night it's a little different, and we I think we are telling the same story each night, but of course it's infused with something slightly different based on what our audience is giving us, which is, I think, the awesome thing about live theater.
Sure. And I have to think that that kind of keeps it fresh for all of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically doing the same thing each night, right? But having a slightly different reaction and being able to kind of play with the crowd a little bit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And what's the really exciting thing about live theater is that it grows over the course of a run. So, for instance, I drop in once a week. So every time I drop in, the show has grown and the relationships have become more nuanced and there's more jokes. Mm-hmm. It sparkles more, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting, especially like if you came and saw the show opening weekend, like come back closing weekend because you'll see something that is a little different. It's kind of like making wine or anything that has to ferment, you know? Mm-hmm. It tastes different when you open that bottle of wine, and it's a different show. It's the same, you know, group of people, the same text, but there's something different that's there because of time.
Yeah, that's such a... I don't think I've ever heard a director or an actor make that point, but it's so real that a show... from its beginning run is going to feel completely different than later on once everyone's comfortable and the chemistries are flowing and things are changing and everybody feels comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we use the metaphor too of a garden a lot, that like we all planted the garden together and now we have to keep watering the garden and it grows over the summer. And like Vahishta said something great in a note to me. She was like, don't worry, we won't let it get too wild. But like, we'll make sure we keep cultivating this like, you know, garden that we planted
keep
together.
Keep the weeds out.
Yeah. Keep the weeds out.
Yeah.
As You Like It runs Wednesdays through Sundays, 8:15 p.m. performances each evening at First Folio Theater, Mays Lake Peabody Estate at 31st Street and Route 83. And if you want to get some more information on that, you can call 630-986-8067 or go to firstfolio.org. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. Come see the show. Yeah.
Really
get your free
it.
Ticket.
Come on out. Come on out. I'll be the one taking a snooze on the lawn. That's what I do after 6 p.m. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming
in.
We're
going to
update news when we come back next on WGN.